Thursday night, Dvar Halacha.
When the Shulchan Aruch describes making Havdalah, you're holding the kos in your right hand. We'll assume you're a righty. You're holding the kos in your right hand. And this is the way the Shulchan Aruch describes it. You're holding the kos in your right hand. You're holding the besomim in your left hand. You make the Bor Pri Hagofen. Then when it's time to make the besomim bracha, you transfer the besomim from your left hand to your right hand. You transfer the wine from your right hand to your left hand, because you're making the bracha over the besomim now, so you want to be holding the besomim in your right hand. The wine is now in your left hand. You make the bracha on the besomim. You put down the besomim. The wine, if you're following still, the wine is in your left hand. You make the bar mirayesh, and you look at your right hand. Then you take the wine back for the bracha of Amavu Ben Kodesh L'chol. This is the right hand. If you want a simen, for people that have trouble telling, you go like this, and this is an L, and it stands for left. So in case you have trouble, which some people do, actually if you wear tefillin, you'll never have trouble, l'chayra. But, okay, so just go like that. For your wives, they don't wear tefillin, so that's the way to know. If they don't know what an L looks like, then I can't help you. Anyway, then you transfer the wine back to your right hand for the bracha Mam Abdul Ben Kodesh L'chol. And if you want to maybe first look at the other hands, fingernails, you could do that as well. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch describes making Havdalah. So you're holding the wine the whole time. The Shulchan Aruch very curiously says that when you're making the Bor Pri Hagofen, the besomim is in your left hand. And then when it's time for the besomim, you switch. Now the Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't see any reason at all to have the besomim in your left hand when you're making the Bor Pri Hagofen bracha. The ikar is you're supposed to be holding the object of the mitzvah or even the food when you make a bracha, and that you're going to be holding in your right hand. But the Aruch HaShulchan says two things. He says he doesn't see the point in having the besomim in your left hand. And he also says he doesn't see the point of having the wine in your left hand when you're holding the besomim in your right hand, making the bor b'nei besomim, and when you're making the bor m'rei ha'esh. So the truth is, l'chayra, there is a reason to hold the wine in your left hand, and that is when you're making the besomim bracha and the bor m'rei ha'esh bracha. These brachas are supposed to be made al hakos, it's called, over a cup of wine. You're not just making a bor m'nei besomim or a bor m'rei ha'esh ha'motzei Shabbos, although you can do that as well if you didn't have the opportunity to do so by Havdalah with the wine. You can do it like stam in a vacuum on Motzei Shabbos. You can just say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam bor m'rei ha'esh, fire, and bor m'nei besomim for besomim. But the Ikka Takana is to say these brachas al hakos. When something is to be said al hakos, it's really appropriate and proper to be holding the kos of wine in your hand. So that would explain why you would be holding the kos of wine in your left hand as you hold the besomim in your right hand to make the bor m'nei besomim, and the same for bor m'rei ha'esh. But I have not found a satisfactory, but the other point of the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Shulchan Aruch is lav davka when he says to hold the besomim in your left hand as you start Havdalah and you're making Bor Pri Hagofen, that's lav davka. That's just a question of convenience, or maybe make sure the besomim is there. If you have the cap on the besomim very tight, it's a good idea to loosen it before you start Havdalah. Don't start struggling with it and banging it on the table and passing it around to everybody after you've made the Bor M'nei Besomim. That's not such a good idea. So, okay. I'm done.